John, the father of Sam and Ed, they participated in the Cherokee Outlet land run September 16 of 1893. Are there any stories that have been handed down about that?
Well, there is a letter that the father wrote about his trip. David and I spent one weekend trying to decipher this letter. We got most of it. The gist of it was that they made the run, and he talked about every little farmhouse where they'd stop and who lived there and all that. Then they finally got to where they were going to start, and the Sooners had gotten there first. Oh, and somebody also had burned the land, so it really wasn't too enticing for them. But they did put their flag down, and there were restrictions. They found out they'd have to stay 6 months and make some improvements. Then they could have the land. Well, staying 6 months didn't appeal to them, so they went back home.
Did they move on to Ardmore then? Is that when they moved?
I'm not sure just exactly. I know that after they left Pottsboro, they moved someplace close to Medill, and then they moved to Ardmore, which was still Indian territory. I think it was a fairly new town, actually.
Probably was about 6 years old at the time. What did they do then? What was their business?
Well, they opened a hardware store. Then there was the fire and all that.
I think they started the grocery store first.
What's that?
And then the fire, which was, I think, in 1895, which destroyed a lot of Ardmore, certainly a lot of the downtown area. Then they, as I understand it, opened a hardware store on Main Street.
They opened a hardware store. They were working with the farmers. The crops were poor in those days, and I understand the farmers would give the Noble Brothers land to pay the hardware store.
All I know is just what I heard Daddy say, that that's how they did, and they always paid the taxes on it, though. So eventually they ended up with quite a bit of land.
They call that becoming land poor. You have
probably
all this land, and you end up paying taxes on it all.
Mm-hmm. But it happened to be a good deal for them, as it turned out. But they didn't know that.
You know, there was a point in there where the agriculture was very prosperous in Ardmore and southern Oklahoma with the cotton. It was a very lucrative cotton-producing area. And at one time, Ardmore was the largest inland cotton ginning center in the world. But the way they farmed the cotton so intensively until all the nutrients were gone probably led to some very difficult times because the land started suffering in quality.
Which led to our Dust Bowl days, I would imagine.
In some respects, yeah. And I think some of the poorer farming practices were throughout the state and the region, not just in cotton, but in all aspects of farming.